From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea may have conducted its sixth nuclear test. Earlier, Pyongyang said it had developed a hydrogen bomb that can be loaded onto the country's new intercontinental ballistic missile. An earthquake was detected in the area where the country's nuclear test facility is located. Previous tremors have been caused by North Korea's nuclear test. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, speaking by telephone Saturday, stressed the need for a close cooperation between their two countries and South Korea in the face of growing nuclear threat from North Korea. President Trump spent a day visiting with hurricane victims and the states of Texas and Louisiana, where he also met with emergency response teams, including the people from FEMA, the Federal Government Emergency Management Team. This Houston resident is asking FEMA for help.
I'm here to get assistance from FEMA. I've been waiting for 3 days, and they said they're going to help me, and I hope they do. And they can help everybody. They're doing a good job. And Houston is all together, and God bless everybody for this place here.
Mr. Trump says that he will be asking Congress, in fact has already, for $8 billion in help, relief and recovery efforts there in Texas and Louisiana. Hurricane Harvey making landfall last weekend. Heavy rains, 50 lives lost, 1 million displaced. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says his country will not accept any proposal from the U.S. that goes against Mexico's national dignity. He noted the relationship with the Trump administration must be based on sovereignty, defense of the national interest, and protection of migrants. President Trump had labeled Mexico's migrants to the U.S. as murderers and rapists. He also declared that the U.S. will build a wall between Mexico and the U.S. This is VOA News. Human rights activist Lilian Tintori, the wife of Venezuela's best-known detained political leader Leopoldo López, says she has been barred from leaving the country. Tintori said she had been scheduled to meet with European leaders and vowed to continue her tour.
It will be completed, and it will be completed well, and the voice of each and every one of us will be represented at each meeting.
Venezuela's opposition says the government of President Nicolas Maduro is based on the government stepping up repression of opponents this year. Meantime, officials say they are acting to stop violent coup plots fomented by the United States and other foreign powers. Cambodian opposition leader Kem Sokha was arrested today on espionage charge, accused of conspiring with a foreign power to harm the country. Charge carries a jail term of 15 to 30 years. Rest follows the script of a conspiracy narrative. The pro-government website Fresh News has written recently without citing any supporting evidence. Kem Sokha's arrest comes as the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen is dealing with growing opposition support, especially among young voters. Members of the Rohingya ethnic minority are continuing to flee from Myanmar into neighboring Bangladesh. VOA's Tom Turco is following the story.
The UNHCR said thousands more people have crossed by boat and on foot into Bangladesh in the last 24 hours as they flee violence in western Myanmar. Both Myanmar security officials and insurgents from the Rohingya ethnic minority are accusing each other of burning down villages and committing atrocities against civilians. The military has said nearly 400 people, most of them insurgents, have died in armed clashes. Since Friday, tens of thousands more refugees have crossed the border seeking safety. UN Refugee Agency spokeswoman Vivian Tan says roughly 60,000 people have arrived in Bangladesh since the violence erupted on August 25th. Tom Turco, VOA News.
U.S. astronaut Peggy Whitson has returned to Earth from the International Space Station, where she had spent more time in space than any other American, 665 days over three separate missions, the equivalent of about 1 year, 10 months outside the Earth's atmosphere. Whitson, a biochemist, began her third and latest mission on the space station last November. During the mission, she performed a spacewalk, also became the first woman to command the space station twice. At 57 years old, Whitson's the oldest woman to have been in space. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.